And then one day, I happened to have a friend coming from Hong Kong, and then they gave us a lot of Buddhist books, you know. One of them actually comes from the Surangama Sutra. And then the Buddha said, did you, in your childhood, did you see the river, you know? Did you see the Ganges River? You know, one of the questions to, I forgot the name of the king, yes. He said, yes. And then, now that you are over, for example, say 60 years old or somewhat, did you look at the Ganges River? Yes. Okay. Now, the nature of your looking, seeing this Ganges River, does it change? It doesn't change. By that, I understand. I understand. Well, later I find out it's what the Buddha said. That all of us actually have the Buddha nature that is within us. And then according to the Dhammapala, that means our mind is actually pure. It's only those dust or the wrong view that is with us for the for all those samsaric, you know, years, lives. So from then on, I determined to put down all my studies, all my works, and try to go into Buddhism. I want to understand more about this pure nature. Then I happened to meet Venerable Vinaya Master Wang Hua. By that time, he's very enthusiastic in the establishment of the Bhikshu Sangha and the Bhikshuni Sangha, that is according to the Vinaya. Because Taiwan was in a situation that they changed from the Japanese style, the Buddhist practicing, to the Chinese style. And that is from mainland China. But then for him, he recognized that the way of the transmission in the precepts is not according really to the Vinaya. So he tried to invite the bhikkhus, also from China, but try to go through all these studies and practice of the Vinayas, you know. That is how I happened to meet him by that time. So that on through his encouragement, that, you know, and then the same matches my mind, the aim to try to research how to liberate from the cycle of life and death, and also what is this nature, that how do we get acquainted with this Buddha nature that is with us. He encouraged me to be bhikkhunis. What it means is you have to take up the responsibility to make sure that the prosperous of the Bhikshuni Sangha, and then also the maintenance of the true Dharma that is in this world, you have to take up this responsibility. We go through that the seminary precepts, and then we go through the Sikkhamana precepts. He says, by being a Sikkhamana, you can go over the Bhikshuni precepts. Then you would know what is your responsibility in being a Bhikshuni. And also, you will find the answer in your mind. Okay. How to maintain the purity, the nature of the purity that is with me all the time, but at the same time, understand the delusive thoughts, where does it come from, and where does it lead to,